This goes to Dr. Janu, J-I-N-U, fax 989-775-1640, regarding Teresa, T-E-R-E-S-A, Baker, B-A-K-E-R, date of birth 5/11/1953. Dear Dr. Janu, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mrs. Baker with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, congestive heart failure, hypertension, and Parkinson's disease. Her last visit was July 24th of 2023. She's missed a few follow-up visits due to other obligations and inability to. Actually, she became a hospice patient for 6 months and lived in the hospice house in Mount Pleasant. But actually, she improved medically and was able to be discharged, and now she's back home. So she's feeling better. She also reports that her blood sugars are very uncontrolled, up and down quite a bit. She thinks it's pancreatitis that has caused this, possibly. And she states that she has Ehlers-Danlos. It's E-L-L-E-R-S hyphen Danlos, D like David, A, N like November, L-O syndrome. And she was just diagnosed with that condition at age 71, she says. And she's always had very flexible joints and loose ligaments, she reports. Lots of knee trouble and shoulder problems throughout her whole life. And she was in the hospital also after she had had, and then went into rehab at the medical care facility since her last visit after having seizures and TIAs, and now those have fully resolved. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no bowel changes, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations, minimal dyspnea on exertion, none at rest. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, and no edema. Medications, I want to highlight the Rocaltrol 0.25 microgram once on Monday, Wednesday, Fridays. Potassium chloride, 20 mil equivalent daily with Lasix, if she uses the Lasix for edema. She's anticoagulated with Eliquis 2.5 milligram twice a day. Midodrine 10 milligram three times a day. Keppra is 500 milligram two at bedtime. It's actually one in the morning and two at bedtime. And PROPAF, like Frank E., N, like November, O-N-E, 325 milligram three times a day. Klonopin, 0.5 milligram four times a day. E, M like Mary, S like Sam, A, M like Mary, 12 milligram transdermal patch daily. Synthroid, methylcarbamol, as 500 milligram three times a day. Multivitamin, vitamin B12. Lasix is 60 milligram daily. Magnesium oxide, 400 milligram daily. Allopurinol, 50 milligram daily. Pepcid, 20 milligram twice a day. Requip is 1 milligram in the morning and 1 milligram at 1 p.m. and 2 milligrams in the evening. Bisoprolol, 5 milligram daily. Zyrtec, 5 milligram daily. Jardiance, 25 milligram daily. Crestor, Mirbetric, Glipizide, 2.5 milligram twice a day. Plavix, 75 milligram daily. Gabapentin is 300 milligram three times a day. Eliquis, 5 milligram daily. Lantus insulin, 15 units daily. And Flonase. Physical exam, weight, 239 pounds, pulse 85. Blood pressure is 128 over 72. Labs, most recent lab studies were done 12/5/2024. And creatinine was 1.44 with estimated GFR of 39, and that is a stable level. Her random glucose is 174. Calcium is 9.5, sodium 135, potassium 3.8, carbon dioxide 27. And hemoglobin is 13.9. Normal white count, normal platelets. assessment and plan. 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. We've asked her to continue to get labs every 3 months. 2, congestive heart failure without exacerbation. 3, Parkinson's disease with ataxia, managed by neurology. And 4, hypertension, currently well controlled. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.